Sascha Mayer's job is to put the history, heritage, and culture of some of the off-the-beaten-path cities of Germany on your bucket list. Most of us have heard of Berlin or Munich, but Mayer says there's so much else to see. Cobbled streets, grand architecture, impressive cathedrals, monuments, and of course, the castles.
I represent like the lesser known destinations, what I usually like to say where Germany happens, where you can get in touch with locals, where you see, where you can taste local colors and flavor and all that.
And seeing the biggest cities is great. They have the biggest attractions, but seeing how everybody else lives is sometimes really fascinating.
Yeah, and I think especially in the smaller destinations where it is not so, I would say, anonymous, like in the big destinations where there are 3, 4, 5 million people living, people just cross each other without saying hello. And in these smaller destinations, you really can get in touch. Even if you go to farmers markets, people know each other, stop there, talk to each other. Even if you go to local festivals, like a beer festival or a wine festival, in these smaller destinations, these are locals that sit around you and you can easily talk to them.
So for someone who's never been, myself included, what's different about Germany than here?
It's not totally different. I think the way we live is kind of similar. Mm-hmm. I think it is the surrounding that is different, mm-hmm. with all the history that we have, with the beautiful palaces and castles that everybody knows in Germany, that everybody wants to see, with the local food. I think that's also something different that we have, that where it comes from. You have beautiful rivers where you can do a cruise on if you are more of the cruising person that loves river cruises. I think that's what Germany sets apart. Its legacy, its history that we have, like the place where I come from is more than 2,000 years old. It was founded by the Romans. So there is so much to see and do in Germany when it comes to European and world history. And also like places that are kind of older than the United States.
Yes. Sometimes, you know, for people who've just done the States, they feel like, oh, I've seen history because I've been to Boston or
we're America. Talking a long time before that. Some of them were founded 16 after Christ. Some of them were founded around the year 1000. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing. And then all these cobblestone streets, of course, these half-timbered houses, mm-hmm. and all of that. It is just one half-timbered house after the other in the old town. It's just so picturesque.
So if I said to you, I have just over a week off, I want to see Germany, maybe I'm traveling on a budget, where would you suggest I go?
I would suggest definitely start in the big ones, like in Berlin maybe, because that's our capital, that's a beautiful city. And then just move down, you know, make your way down to Munich and stop in between maybe Potsdam with 16 palaces, actually. That's where the kings of Prussia used to live. Then we have Erfurt on the way down to the south, a medieval beauty. You can easily spend 1 or 2 days there and actually take the train. That's the kind of way to go. It's very, I wouldn't say cheap, but very affordable to travel by train in Germany, and you can easily go from one point A to point B via high-speed train and quickly, comfortably go from one place to the other.